The Berkshire's Jewish Festival of Books in Great Barrington, Massachusetts begins later this week, running from Thursday, July 18th through the 21st, which would be Sunday. The four-day event will be full of lectures and teachings, readings by national, local, and international authors in diverse genres from adult fiction to children's literature to cookbooks. This celebration of Jewish literature will take place at Hevra of Southern Berkshire in Great Barrington. Avi Dressner is co-chair of the Berkshire's Jewish Festival of Books, and it's a pleasure to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Very nice to have you on the program. So give us a sense of how this particular festival came about.
Like most great Jewish volunteer stories, the rabbi asked me to get involved, and like a schmuck, I said yes. So,
so the idea being what?
Well, we wanted to do something book-related in the Berkshires. Obviously, in the summer in the Berkshires, it is a cultural cornucopia, but there's not a lot of book stuff going on. And so the rabbis felt that a book festival was right up our alley. Our tagline is "From the people of the book for all people who love books," and we take that really seriously. So it filled a really nice niche in the Berkshire cultural scene.
So let us talk about some of the authors that will be taking place. I have playing cards. they're also known as bookmarks, but I just want to say. Okay. So the festival begins Thursday. You have four major writers coming, right?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, that's basically right.
Okay.
So the festival begins Thursday night, July 18th. 7 p.m. Our first author is Barry Joseph, who wrote a book called Seltzertopia, The Extraordinary Story of an Ordinary Drink. And it's basically the definitive biography of seltzer.
Yeah, we had Barry on, and it's a great book, and he's a lot of fun. And, you know, he'll be there, and I assume egg creams, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a part of it.
The siphon bottle egg creams with Fox's You Bet chocolate syrup and milk. You'll recall we made them on the air back in February.
That's right. Yeah, that was great. So that's fantastic. So it's Seltzertopia, The Extraordinary Story of an Ordinary Drink, and yes, they're very good. Okay. What else do we have? What other authors do we have?
So the following day, which is Friday, the 19th, after our Shabbat evening services at 5:45 p.m., we have Angela Himsel coming on. She wrote a book called A River Could Be a Tree. And Angela has a fascinating story. She grew up one of 11 children in rural Indiana as part of a doomsday Christian sect. It was basically a cult. And she goes to Jerusalem to find the Holy Spirit. And instead, she winds up converting to modern Orthodox Judaism. So Angela will be discussing that journey with us after Shabbat services on Friday the 19th.
Friday the 19th, and the services are at 5:45, and this will be right after that, free and open to the public. Okay, that's Friday. And then on Saturday, you have a program called Two Journeys.
Right. So Saturday, we're really looking forward to this conversation. I should say that right after that program, we have this other author who's going to be part of the Two Journeys. She's a novelist, but this is her first memoir. Her name is Tova Mervis. And she has a story that at least on the face of it seems to be opposite Angela's story. She grew up modern Orthodox in Memphis, Tennessee, and then at the age of 40 leaves modern Orthodoxy and her marriage at the same time. And she wrote a gorgeous book called The Book of Separation, which chronicles that experience. And during Shabbat services that morning, Saturday the 20th, which start at 10 a.m., Angela Himsel and Tova Mervis are going to be in conversation talking about these two journeys that they took to and from modern Orthodoxy, respectively. And that's going to be moderated by the executive director of the Jewish Women's Archive, which is co-sponsoring the event, Judith Rosenbaum. And she's going to be leading them and the congregation and all those who choose to join us. And again, as you said, it's free and open to the public. Talking about these two journeys. And I'm really, for me personally, I think that's going to be the highlight of the festival, that conversation.
Yeah. Tova's book was terrific, really one of the best things I've read in a long time. And that event, again, is on Saturday, July 20th. Tova Mervis and Angela Himsel in conversation with Judith Rosenbaum. Okay.
Then that afternoon at 4 p.m., we have our children's book offering. Every year we offer a picture book. This year is a gorgeous picture book called The World Needs Beautiful Things. It's written by Rabbi Leah Rachel Berkowitz, and it's what I've been referring to as an itty-bitty, biblically-inspired buildings roman.
Okay. So, all right. Itty-bitty. Yep.
Basically, what it is it provides the backstory for a biblical character that we don't know a whole heck of a lot about named Bezalel. He's the one who was responsible for building the tabernacle when the Jews left Egypt and spent their 40 years in the desert. It was God's dwelling place amongst the Jewish people. And this artist, Bezalel, is the one who gathered all of these beautiful things from the Jewish people and created the tabernacle. And so this kind of gives his backstory and traces his journey from when he's a little kid as a slave in Egypt, and to make him feel free, he collects these beautiful things in a box. He keeps a beautiful things box. And wouldn't you know it, when God tells Moses, we need this tabernacle, who's got all of the stuff and who organizes the people to contribute to the building of the tabernacle? It's this guy, Bezalel. And so we're going to be paralleling that journey with a found object nature walk behind the synagogue in the backyard, and then we're going to take the objects that we found and make little creative craft projects with kids and their adults. And again, free and open to the public, and we always have some sweet treats after that event.
Very fun. Then we move to Sunday and the Raging Skillet.
Yeah, so Sunday, July 21st, closing out the festival, we have Chef Rossi, and this is her memoir, The Raging Skillet. Chef Rossi, the way I've been describing her, first of all, she has no name. She's just Rossi. She has no first name, and she goes by Chef Rossi. Basically, if Rosie O'Donnell had become a New York City caterer, she'd be Chef Rossi. That's the way I've been describing it.
Yeah.
It's a raucous memoir. She talks about how she went from being served bread and wine by the Lubavitcher Rebbe in Brooklyn, in Hasidic Brooklyn, to serving exotic treif to the rich and famous in New York City as one of the most sought-after caterers in New York City. And this book traces her journey.
That's cool. We should have Alan Shartok interview her, and then it'd be Alan and Rossi. That'd be great. So the Raging Skillet, and then so you'll get a lecture and lunch.
Yes, I should note that the Tova Mervis lecture on Saturday includes lunch. The Rossi lecture includes lunch. And you know, being Jews, we have food with pretty much every event. So,
what have you gotten out of these events over the last couple of understanding and of what people like and what they enjoy about this particular event?
Well, I think the diversity of it. I think we really try and have something for everybody. So, as I mentioned, we have a kids' event. We usually do fiction. This year we did not do fiction, but we do have this memoir by a fiction writer. Tova Mervis is a novelist, as I mentioned. Her first novel was called The Ladies' Auxiliary. It was actually a bestseller, and truth be told, she features a character in there whose name is Avi Dresner, oddly enough.
Mm-hmm. And, you must like that, yes.
So we really do the cookbook aspect is something we've done the last couple of years. This year we mixed it up. We have a memoir which has recipes in The Raging Skillet. And I should note that Rossi's recipes in this book are worth it alone. It's worth the read because she has hysterical directions for how you prepare the food. So, for example, she'll say things like, serves six people or three of my family. Or she has a recipe for the Cuban dish, ropa vieja, and she says that the meat should fall apart easily, like my love life. And it's full of things like that. So, it's a lot of fun.
Very funny. Good stuff. The Berkshire's Jewish Festival of Books in Great Barrington, Massachusetts begins later this week from Thursday, July 18th through Sunday, July 21st. Thursday the 18th through Sunday, July 21st. All of it at Hever, right?
All of it at Hever, 270 State Road, Great Barrington, Mass.
And you can find out the entire schedule by going to your website, which is hevra.org.
Correct, and it's hevreh.org, and /books will take you right to all of the festival info.
hevreh.org/books will bring you to the festival page. Avi Dresner, thank you very much for sharing with us. Have a great festival and
thank you so
wonderful
much.
Time certainly a terrific group coming.
Thanks for the opportunity.
I enjoy talking to you. Thank you. Again, you can find out more about the Berkshire's Jewish Festival of Books in Great Barrington, July 18th through the 21st at hevra.org/books. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.